Here comes Outside the Box, your responsible alternative. Today's topic is civic responsibility. The fall election is several months away, but we're already hearing calls that everyone should vote. It's our civic duty, they say. Voting can be a part of our civic responsibility, but it's only a very small part. There's a litany of usual examples of how to practice civic responsibility. These include volunteering, usually for some community service, helping your neighbor, giving to charity, picking up litter, and coming to the aid of someone in need. But let's think outside the box a little and redefine what civic responsibility might mean. Try these out. Civic responsibility can be finding as many ways as possible to use less energy, especially from fossil fuels, and using fewer natural resources of all kinds. Also encouraging public policies that move our society in that direction. Intervening in potential conflict situations to try to resolve the conflict. Obeying good laws and refusing to obey bad laws that hurt others, not help. Intentionally creating situations where exposure to and appreciation for diversity can take place. Civic responsibility can include maintaining and protecting privacy for yourself and others. Supporting community discussion or debate, and then organizing people in your area to take action to address a problem or concern. Reaching out to outsiders in a community and developing relationships with them. Being civically responsible can be looking for opportunities to share what you have with others, redistributing your extra wealth, and urging others to do the same, to reduce the huge wealth gap. Using nonviolent communication or affirming words with others in your community, gently pointing out harm that others are committing in ways that maximize the chance for them to stop and change their harmful behavior. Developing mutual aid networks that allow neighbors to help each other. Calling attention to and resisting situations that are unfair and especially hurt the least powerful in the community. Knowing how your money is being used and using it or moving it to where as little as possible is used for harmful purposes and most of it for good purposes. Finally, civic responsibility can mean being aware of what benefits and problems come with everything you buy and use. Is the item local or from far away? Do the producers earn livable wages? Are they exposed to unhealthy conditions? There are lots of ways to practice civic responsibility, maybe more than most civic-minded people can squeeze into one day, one week, or even one lifetime. But accomplishing as many as possible can be a worthy goal. These that I mentioned should all be fundamental parts of a real democracy where people maintain an active engagement in their social and governmental systems. What does civic responsibility mean to you? I'm Larry Danziger, practicing my idea of civic responsibility every day.